This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. It's great to be with you. The body of Christ has a unique hope. Now, does that mean that there are different people with different hopes in Scripture? First, let's be clear. The Lord Jesus Christ is the hope of all of God's people, whether their hope will be realized on earth, the New Jerusalem, or in heaven. From one point of view, it does not matter whether you are a Jew or a Gentile. There is only one hope, and that is Christ. But that does not mean we can sweep aside all distinctions. One day his feet will stand upon the Mount of Olives. There is another company who will meet the Lord in the air. And in Colossians, another company will be manifested with Christ in glory. These distinctions need to be honored because God made them. Now, hope in the Scripture is something you are persuaded about and expecting it. It is always connected with the fulfillment of a promise or a realization of a calling. Thus, we must ask, what promise and what calling? Paul said in Acts 26, 6 and 7 this, "And now I stand and am judged for the hope of the promise made of God unto our fathers." Note the specific hope, the specific promise to a specific people, our fathers. The promise and the fulfillment of that promise is the hope of that specific people. The body of Christ has a hope too. In Ephesians 1:18, we read about the hope of his calling. And Ephesians 4:1-3, we read about the hope of our calling. If I know my calling, I can better appreciate my hope. But if I am ignorant of my calling, if I am not sure if it is in heaven or on earth, if I'm part of the bride or body, if I'm going to be in the kingdom or in the church, if I don't understand this, I shall not have a clear understanding of my hope, and I shall not walk in harmony with it, and I shall not be able to teach it to others. There are at least three distinct companies who will have the realization of their hope in three distinct places. The hope is summed up by the word adoption. The Greek word adoption means to place as a son. This is not referring to birth into a family. We don't speak of a person being placed in a family when he or she is born. Adoption means that you're not only born into the family of God, but that you have been chosen by your father to be put down in his will as a firstborn one and have an inheritance associated with such a distinction. This was how it was used in Paul's day. There are three distinct companies who take part in adoption and who will enjoy that in three distinct places. First, in Romans 9:1-5, Israel, after the flesh, have the adoption on earth connected with Jerusalem. This is Abraham's seed according to the flesh. Christ's role as king and Israel will be over the other nations in this calling. The second adoption is found in Galatians 4. This is for Abraham's spiritual seed, who are neither Jew nor Gentile. They have the adoption in connection with the New Jerusalem. Christ's role as the bridegroom in this group will be over the angels. The third group who enjoy adoption is found in Ephesians 1:3-6. This is the one new man who have their adoption in the heavenly places where Christ now sits. This company has spiritual blessings, and they will be enjoyed in heavenly places. They are blessed in Christ before the foundation of the world, not in Abraham. Christ's role is the head of the body, and the body will be over principalities and powers, that is, heaven's aristocracies. These principalities and powers are higher than angels. In conclusion, the adoption is the possession of three different companies with three different callings in three different places. Jerusalem is for Israel after the flesh. Christ will come to the Mount of Olives and be their king. The New Jerusalem is for neither Jew nor Gentile. They'll meet the Lord in the air. They'll have bodies suited to the celestial city, and Christ will be the bridegroom. And the heavenly places is for the one new man. They'll be manifested with Christ in glory. Their bodies will be conformed to Christ's body of glory, and Christ is the head of that group. The hope of the body of Christ is to be manifested with Christ in glory. This is not inheriting the earth or walking the streets of gold. This is the highest calling of all. Do you know your calling now? If you do, you can better appreciate your hope. Read Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, Philemon, 1 Timothy, Titus, and 2 Timothy for the details. This is God's latest and highest revelation. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com.